Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny. We're all here. The gang is all here today.
Good morning. I mean, whenever you're listening to this, good.
Whatever time it is. Let's try and make a guess. It's Saturday at 7 p.m.
Good times.
Or it's sometime. Right now, though, it's Thursday morning, and it is gorgeous outside, which is good. I'm going to get to enjoy today.
I already have my wetsuit on.
Oh, do you really?
I'm standing and I'm wearing my wetsuit. But I'm not 1 foot out the door. Don't worry.
No, nothing like that. Do not worry. No.
That's not true. I wouldn't. I would be yeasty as you know what if I were wearing a wetsuit all
hot.
Gross.
Nice.
Who doesn't want that slick on them?
Swamp.
So we actually have a time constraint today, so I'm going to get right to this bad advice.
Great.
It's long. But it's a good one. And frankly, I really think that if people would just reread the thing before they send it, like the answer is right in front of you. Like,
don't do that, though, because we want your letters.
Yes. And I will say, we really want your letters. Like I have read through everything that we have available right now, and we could use more. We could use a few more. Don't be bummed if I didn't read your thing and you're like, would you have mine? Yeah, it wasn't that good. So, you know, try to
RadioAlice.com.
Rewrite the thing and send it back in. Dear Sarah and Vinny, hello from your number one Taiwan listener.
Oh, killer.
I am an American. I grew up in San Francisco listening to you guys, but I have been living in Taiwan as a teacher for the last 10 years.
Wow,
so this person
10 years.
Listens to us on the Odyssey app and lives in Taiwan.
That's neat.
I have a friend named Valerie. I've known Valerie since university, about 15 years. She was my big sister in my sorority. I've always looked up to her and put her on a pedestal. In 2020, Valerie and her husband had planned to move to China to teach, but things fell through due to COVID. They decided to move to Taiwan, and I helped them get set up. I helped them with their visas. She speaks Chinese, by the way, I should say, so that she does, and Valerie and her husband don't.
Okay.
So
her help is very important.
She's a facilitator for these people in many ways.
Okay.
And you'll see as the problem ensues. which isn't a problem. And honestly, you're well, never mind. We'll get there. In 2020, Valerie and her husband planned to move to China to teach, and then things fall through due to COVID. They decided to move here to Taiwan, and I helped them get set up, helped with visas, preparing documents to become teachers here, and even let them live with me and my husband, rent-free, of course, for a couple of months while they got settled. That's a lot.
Yeah.
To have another couple living with you. I don't know what your setup is in Taiwan. Maybe you have a big house and you didn't even notice them, but...
No, that's a good, nice thing to do, but also I bet... And I don't want to make it sound like it's, you know, she was being selfish, but that's good for them, too. They have another couple they're friends with there that they'll probably spend times with.
Yep, exactly.
Very neat.
And they had the breathing room they needed to get themselves set up. The thing is, Valerie isn't really the same person I remember. To keep it short, I won't list everything, but suffice to say, I've let a lot of questionable behavior slide. Racist comments, selfish behavior. She lists as examples. Since I've always put her on a pedestal, we've been friends so long. So now she's trying to plan a birthday trip. This woman who's writing us, she's got a birthday coming up. She says she's not a big birthday person, but and didn't do anything last year, and she was happy about that. It was COVID.
Right.
This year, I did want to do something because 2 days after my birthday, my husband is having a serious shoulder surgery, and I'm going to have to care for him for about 3 months while he recovers. Mm. I wanted one last hurrah before I become a nurse. I'm also still working full-time as a teacher. So they had talked about the four of them renting a car and doing something called waterfall chasing.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, in Taiwan, apparently there are a lot of waterfalls and places that you can go. Sure. And so you go on a little road trip together and you visit all these
sure
sites
put
of
on
interest.
Surf trunks and a bikini and you go and you get your camera phone and you get pictures in the water as the waterfall drops on your head. That sounds spectacular.
I'm sure it's amazing, right? So they're planning this for her birthday this year. So she doesn't have her license, just a motorcycle license. Or she probably has a license in the States, but she doesn't have a license in Taiwan. Maybe there's I don't know what hoops you have to jump through over there. Her immediate reaction was, I don't want to rent a car anymore because I don't trust Taiwanese drivers. I was disappointed, but I understood, so I came up with an entirely new plan. Not easy to plan. Most of the hot spring hotels within travel distance by public transport are already booked, and it was difficult to find something in our budget to accommodate four people. But I really wanted to include them because they're leaving Taiwan at the end of the summer, and I wanted to make the most of our remaining time together. She really does like this person. Mm-hmm. So we spent another few days trying to find a plan that would work. She gets it all together, and she... presents it to this person whose birthday it isn't, by the way. It's this lady's birthday. And she's including them. When I proposed my new plan to Valerie, her immediate reaction was, I'm not going to want to walk around outside if it's raining. And I really don't want to go to those sites you picked out. So we'll just meet up with you guys at the hotel.
Mm. Jesus.
So her feelings are hurt. And she's gone out of her way to include them. She says, I also felt hurt because for Valerie's birthday, she asked me to plan everything for her because she doesn't speak Chinese. So she plans this lady's whole birthday out, made all the reservations, planned everything. She had a perfect day, didn't have to lift a finger. And I was really stressed during this time because I was also fundraising the money for my husband's surgery, which was insane. So she's working full time, doing this fundraising thing and planning her stupid friend's birthday party. And the friend's just like, yeah, here's what I want to do. Plan it all out for me. God, she said, to the point I was getting physically sick just from being so run down. I just decided to simplify things and do the birthday trip with just me and my husband since she didn't want to do what I wanted to do for my birthday. And
there you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Sounds easy. So I said it'll just be me and my husband. And I felt upset that she couldn't do what I wanted to for one day. And she got offended and said that I clearly misunderstood her. So I tried to talk with her about it. She refused to discuss it and kept saying, I'm not comfortable and I don't have anything else to say. And then she canceled coming to visit us for Christmas. They live in a city 2 hours away. I was taken aback by her extreme reaction, but I said, all right, I understand. I didn't push her or force her to explain because I wanted to respect her boundaries. God, this person, you are so...
She sounds like a bitch.
You are a doormat to this bitch. I made it clear I wasn't angry with her, but I hoped we could resolve things. I would be angry with her, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having that reaction. Valerie gave me the silent treatment for the last 2 months. And I'll admit, I was really hurt. She didn't wish me a happy birthday or say good luck to my husband on the day of his surgery. She still watches all my IG stories. The more I thought about, so she knew all about all this stuff. The more I thought about her behavior and reaction and the last 2 years of friendship, the more I felt like I don't want to be friends anymore. You have arrived at your destination.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago, Valerie reached out via email, says she's, quote, ready to talk. And that she and her husband could really use our help with something tax related. So the bitch needs you again and now suddenly wants to be friends again. Oh, you better not.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I felt like she was using me for help. She is.
I bet.
You got it right for once. A pattern I've noticed now that I've had some space from her. She got really upset and said, I'm leaving them in a tough spot now. But I think her behavior in the last 2 months and last 2 years have changed how I feel about her and our friendship. Am I the asshole for not wanting to resolve things anymore? Another friend of mine said I should have just heard what she had to say, but I'm hurt and upset and I don't think anything good will come of our conversation.
Yeah.
She's basically trying to figure out what to say. Don't say nothing. Say zero. Just stop taking her. Stop answering. Fuck that bitch.
Bye, bitch. Follow.
Bye, bitch. Follow. Good Lord. Do I really owe her a conversation just because we've been friends so long? You haven't been friends. She's been using you, and you've been a good person. You don't owe her. I mean, am I out of my mind? I mean.
Oh, no. I agree with you.
Right?
She's a fucking doormat the entire time.
The answer is a hard no. Like, this,
exhausted
well, just cut look, the cancer out of your life. Jesus.
I do agree with you guys that it's your end decision is the right one. I think that her effort to be a good friend is her trying to do the kinds of things that she was brought up with and has learned to be a good person. And she's trying. And so while I would, if I were her friend, I would say, you're crazy. You're working too hard for this. But like, or maybe I'm her husband, right? I would be someone who would say, you're working way too hard for them. They're not worth it. It's not worth it, but I get that you are a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that in you. I like that you're willing to do for other people. So I don't want to make her feel bad for being a good person, but you're right. You have to draw the line. You're being abused. And you have to be able to say, I'm not. Sometimes everything isn't always tit for tat, but right. Sometimes it is tit for tat. Like they need to be good friends back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That has to be a two-way street or there isn't a friendship. It's
and she
just
hasn't
you.
Listened. I mean, there's not a single example of this chick going out of her way for you ever. Not once.
Right. Well, that's, look, I know
don't
that
know the
as
whole
we
history.
Grow up
right.
and as we get older, and I know this, Sarah, I'm sure I don't have to point out certain people in your life that have not made the sacrifices you've made and not had the successes they've had. I've certainly had similar things where, and I've had friends actually say to me, I remember all the times you weren't there and it was because you were pursuing what you do now and you made sacrifices that none of us were willing to make and it's paid off and I'm proud of you. You know, like it's nice to hear that because I didn't know that they took notice. You know, they were out having the times of their lives. And I was like, this is my ticket.
Right.
I need to make this happen.
This is the thing I want to have happen. It was
right,
great.
This
found,
is what I,
you found radio, you know what I mean?
Right, like, absolutely. So, but that those sensibilities in grown-ups are very different and different ideas of what friendship means and how you... Look, I just think that it's unfortunate, but we should land on the same answer, which is time to write them off.
Right? You owe this person... Like, I'm ready to talk about the offensive nature of you. Like, that is... I mean,
but
honestly...
Can you also help me with this? Thanks.
Yeah, I really need to talk to you about this tax-related thing that, you know, since I don't speak the language in the place that you set me up in, you know... Oh, my God. And, you know...
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
It's hard. Like, friendships almost get away from you sometimes in that you almost need to get knocked on the head to notice how you're being abused. And there are people who they don't even realize they're doing it, and they will take advantage of you because you're good or nice or generous or
had success. That's the point I was trying to make. Some people will look at you and say, "Oh, because you made it, you're so blah, 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 blah." Well, hold on. I did a bunch of stuff and made a bunch. You know what I mean? Like, there's different things that grown-ups do in order to get to where they are in their life, and they have priorities. Many people have different priorities. We've met people, interns and others, who are like, "Oh, well, I want to do that, but you know what? I'm going on a trip with my family and won't be here for a month." Well,
right.
Okay. Then you're not one of our interns. Like, these are decisions you're making in your life.
Right.
And you're right.
And they're
family's
fine.
Important. It's good for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely fine. But clearly, this is not the thing you're driven to do. Find something
right.
else.
And when my boss said, "Hey, I need you on Thanksgiving," I said, "Yes, sir. And also, I'm free Christmas Day, too." Like, that was my mentality. And
for
that's,
years. My mom used to bring me Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner at the radio station I worked at.
And this isn't, I'm not trying to say this stuff to jerk ourselves off. I'm just saying from our experience and from my, you know, stand where I'm standing, all people make all different kinds of decisions. And in this case, you're working overtime for someone who's not even, doesn't appear to be your
right.
friend.
And just thinking overtime, like, stop worrying about, stop it. Prioritize you and your needs and stop trying to accommodate. I mean, maybe
it's
like a trend with her. Yeah, mm-hmm. So think about you and your husband and what you guys have on your plates. And then, you know, and I have found that as I've gotten older, and maybe it makes me an asshole, but I am much less likely to concede things or to make, you know, because I'm pretty flexible and I want everyone to be. I actually am a person who wants everyone to be happy. I want to figure it out. Let's make this work and accommodate you with your need here or this. But there does come a point when you have to say, you know, either the person's not worth it or that you, it's just not worth your time. Like, you just don't have that kind of, sorry, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to accommodate that. You're going to need to figure that out. I just don't have, I don't have fucking time to do that. And you know, people, it's like I said, it creeps on you sometimes. Like, you might have a really good friend, a longtime friend, somebody that you treasure and who even treasures you back and has done for you. But sometimes you still get to a point where someone is take, take, take. I think that's,
I've had those friendships and yeah. Sometimes I'm willing to put up with that.
Sure.
And sometimes I'm not.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if I have more than someone else and they're respectful of my sacrifices to have more than someone else, then I'm also understanding about the decisions they've made. Maybe they're mistaken decisions. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
Right.
But I do think you take a lot into consideration as you make keep adult friends over the course of many years. And actually, those can be your most treasured relationships because they know you from age 9. or age 10. Yeah. And those memories of you two hanging out, whether it be the beach or the things that you did yes. together on the lake in East Bridgewater, whatever it is.
But just because of that, that's not reason enough to put up with someone's
right.
bullshit later in life. And right. it is true, because some of my best friends are, but I've also had to write people off from that time because, well, for many reasons, actually.
That's
there's
why
a couple people in particular, I'm like, I'm not fucking putting up with that. That is bullshit.
I am thinking of a specific thing you've told me that I know you went through, and that was one of the things I was referenced. That's why I brought up our work and the things we've gone through, because sometimes right. there are hard decisions to make.
There are. And sometimes there's bitterness. You know, somebody does see where you're at in life and almost like the expectation is, well, you won the lottery. And you need to share that. And without any acknowledgement of the work and sacrifices that you made to get
right.
to that point.
That's my point in the story I told.
He's
exactly.
like, I'm sorry, me buying you tickets out here isn't enough. Well, okay.
right.
Well, now I know that. Which, look, it's a hard thing to hear. And you question yourself, am I an asshole? Am I flaunting, you know, the things that I've worked hard for? And then you just have to go, okay, well, that's a really negative force in my life.
Right.
And while I will use consideration in my, I don't know, posts on fucking Facebook, I'm not posting that for you, I guess.
I do
sometimes
think...
you think, why am I posting this? Oh. What the fuck?
I don't want to minimize those long-term relationships. I do think they're super valuable and important, but there is a point where they've just gotten lopsided, and it's not a teeter-totter. It doesn't go back and forth, and it's not reciprocal. It's just one person
right.
on the take. All the time.
And right. It's like
okay.
you said, it's not a tit for tat thing necessarily. I certainly don't treat my friendships like that. And if I wind up being on the weightier side of the scale for the things I've done or on the lighter side, I don't judge the friendship based on that. So it's not a tit for tat. But however, there comes a point where, like this lady with her, oh, I'm ready to talk now because I fucking need your help with this tax thing.
Yeah.
Like that's just, boy, we were really. Talk the shit out
on
of
her time.
Yeah. Oh my
well,
god.
Well, it's
when,
passionate
she's
though.
Ready.
This is a like long term.
Who hasn't gone through this with a friend?
Yeah.
Right?
Are a big mm-hmm. deal, and they deserve a like I said, I already said it. You know, there are things I've done with my young Jason Cisco, Billy, my other friends that can't be replaced. That time investment of 50 years, 48
right.
years. That you can't replace that. Those people know me from my childhood till now. That's valuable. But if they're not your real friends,
they've shown that more mm-hmm. than, you know.
Then you got to punt.
Nikki, what were you going to say? You looked like you had a...
I was going to say, like, ghost her. She ghosted you. Why can't mm-hmm. you ghost her? Like,
yeah.
And I was going to also say those friends that are like that and still view your Instagram story, it's just because they're fucking nosy. They don't give a shit about you. They just want to know what
they're
you're up
stalking
to.
You,
yeah. And
they're not even stalking you. You're right. That's nosiness. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a passive aggressive thing too. Mm-hmm. I really believe this. There's a lot of little, like even someone who reaches out on the regular, you know, just that kind of simmering passive aggressiveness. They know, you know, that they saw your thing. You know, you might even tag them in something and there's just no acknowledgement of it. Like it's, and but you know they saw it. Like it's, I
and
don't know.
It's just selfish for her to make it, what I've been hearing is me, me, me. Okay, but what about me? That's what this friendship is. So let
right.
her go. You're better off.
Bryn, yeah. Any final thoughts on this?
I think, like, you know, you're talking a lot about friends that you have value with and experiences with. Regardless of any of that, respect. You know, it doesn't matter how important you were to me at one point in time. If you don't respect me right now and you don't respect my fucking time, fuck you. I respect my time. You know, respect yourself.
Right.
You got to defend yourself, no doubt. And here's what you do. I'm going to tell you how to fix this
situation.
Okay,
fix this right now.
You should give your husband anal tonight.
You know what? I think solves almost all the problems.
I think that's really
nail on the head.
Okay.
Well, now I know what I'm going to write for the tease for today's show.
But how? He has a broken like shoulder. Wouldn't that be like painful for him?
Vinny solves it all in the end.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Give me the magic words, Vin.
Before I give you the magic words, let me just take a bow. I really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
The end.